Last week, the Army announced it'll be removing more than 2,600 positions from the 4th Brigade Combat Team's 25th Infantry Division stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. It's part of the military's nationwide force reduction. Amid the cuts, the rarely mentioned role of military medicine is also changing. KSKA's Zechariah Hughes spoke to one doctor nicknamed the Dirt Bike Dermatologist.
By Army standards, Major Kim Edgard is kind of a weird egg.
For breakfast this morning, I had some sort of jalapeno meat thing out of an MRE in the dark.
We spoke in what I think was the shower room of a wooden outbuilding near a military training ground in northeast Australia. Edgard is a ranking officer on a multinational training operation here, 2 hours by dirt road from Shoalwater Bay. Though he's built sturdily enough to fill out his fatigues, his careful demeanor and bright green eyes mark him a little bit apart. Edgard came to the Army by way of medicine.
I trained as a dermatologist at UNC Chapel Hill, and then I trained in immunodermatology at Duke.
Edgard spent his formative years in southern Alabama. He signed up for the military after 9/11, in part to help pay for medical school. After deploying to Afghanistan in 2011, he did a stint at Walter Reed before getting attached to the 425th Airborne Brigade at J-Bear.
Now I jump out of airplanes and do combat medicine in Australia, I guess.
Doctors are scarce in the Army and often inhabit a different world than the soldiers they repair. But like every other airborne soldier on the mission, Edgard jumped out of a low-flying cargo plane after 19 hours in transit from Anchorage.
And by the time I figured out where I was, you know, here it was, 10:30 in the morning in Australia.
And that's when he got to work, checking soldiers for broken bones and concussions from the jump.
Nobody was really moving like I wanted them to, so there was some guys riding around on dirt bikes, and I just asked to borrow one of their bikes and kind of ran around and saw a bunch of patients and get the guys off the field as quickly as possible and back here to where the Australian sets up a sort of field hospital.
This is a far cry from Edgard's trained specialty, immunodermatology, basically skin diseases.
In the clinic, there's plenty of people with rashes and moles and hair loss problems, whatever. My brigade they kind of understand that I'm a little bit of a special flower, so they let me go back to Walter Reed and read biopsies every few months.
Since World War II, airborne units have been marked by their machismo, one part bravery and another part reckless abandon, with reputations for ego and hard drinking. I mean, these are the guys that jump out of airplanes and into war zones. Not exactly the characteristics that come to mind when you think about your dermatologist.
Yeah, they were a little worried when I showed up, and they told me this later. When they heard that I was some super specialist, they said, "We thought you were going to have inch-thick glasses and be like 110 pounds.
Partly from self-consciousness and partly from intrigue, Edgard leapt in with both feet, literally. It gave him credibility, along with firsthand knowledge about the injuries he's always treating.
Because when I first got here, I was like, why are these guys always getting themselves injured? And now, I mean, you know, I've had my first airborne concussion and, you know, a few other injuries myself.
Edgard is new to parachuting, but at 35, he feels the damage it does to knees, hips, and the back, especially for guys that have been doing it for years. Even as we're talking, evidence of the physical toll makes itself known.
Deployment. Excuse me, I knocked a tooth out a couple weeks back, so that's a fake tooth there.
Which one?
That one. So it's getting replaced. I'll be a bionic dermatologist.
You're like a step closer to dentures.
Actually, I guess it's in my ruck. I have some of that denture paste that I glue it back in my mouth with. Anyhow, so my buddy was in Afghanistan and he...
The military does not have enough doctors, and that's why a skin specialist ends up doing combat medicine. As the Army contracts in its current drawdown, it's trying to figure out how to do more with less.
Doctors, they cost a lot, so there's some push to sort of reduce the medical force as well.
But there are personality differences, too. After years of grueling post-grad study, not many doctors clamor to go through boot camp. The Army has incentive programs, but Edgard thinks the organization might have more luck if they refine the profile of who they're after.
Like more soldiers than scientists is kind of, and those people do exist, but they see the Army as like super regimented or, you know, they don't want to wear the uniform. But I mean, I think that, you know, if they saw what I did on a Wednesday, like I said, I'm getting paid the same as my dermatologist friends back at Walter Reed, and I'm skydiving into Australia and camping out.
As a C-130 transport plane hummed to the ground nearby, Edgard tossed in one last thing, almost an afterthought.
I don't know, man. I've got one life to live, and it's make the most out of it. get in there, sleep on the ground with the guys. You know, I say special flower, but at the end of the day, I mean, just another soldier who probably has a little bit more school than some guys, but it's just the way to do it. Make it work. Make it fun.
And with that, the dirt bike dermatologist hustles out to pack his bag and catch a plane. Reporting in Shoalwater Bay, Australia, I'm Zachariah Hughes.